We found that roughly close to 3% of Baltimore City's public school children had been affected by foreclosure in a given school year, which equated to about 2,400 children, I believe, in the 2008-2009 school year. So it was a little under 3%. Not every school had a child who was affected by foreclosure, but nearly every school had at least one child affected by foreclosure, with the average of 12 per school. Primarily, what you have to realize is this is a unplanned move. This is not a positive move. So you have an issue where the child is being moved from their social network that they've established. So suddenly you no longer have your friends in your neighborhood. They don't maybe have adults in the neighborhood who are looking out for them. So there might be some behavioral issues. There might be some inability to connect and develop social skills. You also see that there is decreased academic performance. There might be increased absenteeism, poor test scores, especially when it's a move within a school year and they're going from using a particular textbook now and being on a certain part of a lesson plan to now an entirely new textbook, new lesson plan. Well, I know the Urban Institute has held roundtables here in Baltimore City to try to bring together housing counseling agencies, foreclosure prevention groups, as well as the schools, to try to find areas where they can work together to address foreclosure. So really what you look to try to do is maintain a place for a child. So it would be housing programs to try to keep the family in the home, as well as on the education side, there are federal and state regulations such as McKinney-Vento at the federal level to help children who are homeless. And part of what might happen or a potential result of being affected by foreclosure is suddenly now that child is homeless. And that's the expanded definition of homeless. So there might be ways to try to use existing laws and regulations to help keep the child in the school or in the home.